Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So just yesterday, our party, the New York Times, announced it will eliminate 100 newsroom jobs. Steep declines in employment in the news business just aren't news anymore. So much of the traditional media profession has gone the way of folksy, archaic characters like, remember the newsboy?
The newspaper boy training program is sort of a symbol of America's system of free enterprise. These boys are equipping themselves to be the future leaders of our country's business and civic destiny. And the benefits the boys derive from it are invaluable. Think of that.
So these days, being a newsboy, if you even could, is training for the darker side of capitalism, if anything. Over 100 newspapers have shut down their presses this year. Some, like the Rocky Mountain News, are gone for good. And there have been similar shifts and shrinkages in broadcasting in the face of economic hard times and the free media competition of the Internet. Again, not news. But Nick Lemon joins us. He's the dean of Columbia University Journalism School. He wants to make news with a new report that the school commissioned on how to fund journalism in the new media landscape. Nick Lemon, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And Phil Balboni also joins us. He's of the online news site Global Post. And Phil, in the private sector, at least you're betting that there are good times ahead for the news business. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Nick Lemon, let's begin with you. You have some very interesting funding strategies for possibly supporting local journalism, for broadcast entities that are not for-profit. First of all, explain how you would support traditional journalism with these new mechanisms for funding.
Okay, let me say a couple of things first. I didn't write the report. The report is written by a very distinguished journalist, Len Downey, former editor of the Washington Post, and a very distinguished scholar, Michael Shudson, of our faculty. I commissioned it as dean of the school, but these are their ideas, not my ideas. I'm happy to promote them. Second, you know, it's the vision of the report is it would be great if just, you know, out there in the free market, what Len and Michael call accountability journalism could find a way to support itself. That's what Phil Balboni and many, many others around the country and around the world are trying to do. But they say in a sort of clear-eyed way, based on the evidence we have now, that isn't happening as much as it should happen for a good functioning democracy. So in addition to the hope that innovators like Phil are going to find ways to make this work in the marketplace, we should consider a number of public policy and not-for-profit measures to shore up the original news reporting function in society. And these include letting newspapers be nonprofit and receive charitable donations from foundations and individuals.
And you're explicitly calling for a tax advantage for those nonprofits, which would amount to a federal subsidy for institutions like, say, the New York Times.
Right, in the same way that, if I may say so, your program has a federal subsidy since you accept donations as well.
Indeed.
You're a nonprofit.
Indeed. And you would also suggest that public broadcasting be shifted to be more focused on local media rather than national media.
Len and Michael call for the fundamental mandate of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to be tweaked so that its major purpose includes original local reporting, which it hasn't to date over these past 40 years. Public broadcasting does many wonderful things, and National Public Radio is particularly good at providing ongoing national and international reporting, but it really doesn't do that much local reporting, and it's a wonderful vehicle for doing that.
Although it might be more of a tweak to actually do what you're suggesting in the report, but we can talk about that in a moment. Phil Balboni, I want to get you in here, founder of the online news site Global Post. Can the private sector do this accountability journalism and actually make money at it?
Well, I think that is the big unknowable question right now, John. I mean, clearly we're in a massive transformative shift in the underlying economics of the traditional media. And with the tremendous reductions in staff in major newspapers and in television stations across the country, you have to ask yourself that question. And I think the report that Nick commissioned and that has been done is one of the most thoughtful and important studies so far, and I think there's some very good recommendations there. On the other hand, I continue to be an optimist about the future of journalism. I think that there are great opportunities still in the for-profit sector. I think Global Post is beginning to prove, we haven't conclusively proven it yet, that you can build a business around high-quality journalism. You have to be innovative. You have to be disciplined, fiscally disciplined. But we're off to a very strong start. This has been an exceptionally good year for us on all fronts. And we just had our fall board of directors meeting last week in Boston and approved our budget for next year. We're very optimistic about being able to get this job done.
All right. Assuming, Phil Belboni, that Global Post survives this transformational moment, as you describe it, Nick Lemon, what do you think goes away? And I know the report is not something you wrote, but what do you think goes away in this transformational environment, even if everything you talk about gets adopted?
The single most endangered sector in American journalism right now is what, again, to use the report's term, accountability journalism in major metropolitan areas and state capitals, because the most shrunken sector of American journalism is the big metropolitan newspapers, which in many cases are down to half or below half of their newsroom size only 5 years ago. So that, to the mind of the authors of the report, is the most pressing problem, is how do you get, you know, Sacramento and Austin, Texas, and Tallahassee covered when, in many cases, there just aren't a lot of people doing that coverage. And they have lots and lots of answers. There are many promising startups, some like Global Post, for-profit, and MinPost is also in Minneapolis. Many are nonprofit, like Voice of San Diego. The wonderful thing about the Internet is it provides a platform for new players to get into the publishing business and journalism business much more easily than was possible before.
Right, at a much lower pay. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Nick Lemon is Dean of Columbia University Journalism School. Phil Belboni, you're not planning on sending any of your reporters at Global Post to Sacramento, are you?
No, John, we're not, I'm afraid.
All right, Phil Belboni is the online news site Global Post, and Phil and Nick represent two sort of different views in the many voices trying to find out a funding model or a business model for traditional so-called accountability journalism. Thanks so much.